down yesterday?
Yeah.
And your practices? In Brooklyn?
Yeah.
I don't get that way, okay. Okay, so all right, so I'm Dr. Deron, it's a big time of couple. So we have to go hear him on Tuesday. So again, I gave you the Maribel. So this is the famous that I'm not sure the idea of twice went to the bottom of the Chazanish was talking about. I read the idea of before I already saw the Chazanish. I just thought that below the Chazanish, the whole four pages against the Chazanish, but the crumb. So it's not so posh. Chazanish has said, you can't just push him away like this. He has what to say. I think we can say back, but it's not so posh. That's going to be... I don't get that way, okay. Okay, so all right, so I'm Bakshi Daron, he's a big time of couple. So we have to go hear him on Tuesday. So again, I gave you the Maribel. So this is the famous that I'm not sure the Abiyam twice went to the bottom of the Chazanish was talking about.
I read the Abiyam before I already saw the Chazanish. I just thought that below the Chazanish, the whole four pages against the Chazanish, but the crumb. So it's not so posh. Chazanish has said, you can't just push him away like this. He has what to say. I think we can say back, but it's not so posh. That's going to be Sunday Shia, the fight. The Chazanish, the Vilna Gaon, the Rabbi Yosef, but the Claudius Yisrael, everybody's going to get to the fray. We'll finally try to get to the issue of whether you have to feed away the crumbs or not. I keep saying no. Chazanish says yes. Well, let's get to see what are we fighting about? I haven't seen what the fight was. Now I have to get to understand what the fight is. Okay, I'm all set. It's going to be like, I'm giving you, in this corner, you know, they have the, before they tell you his stats, you know, what his stats are, what his, Kulek. That's going to be Sunday Shia. So everyone should make sure to come. All right. But until we get to that fight, you have to get a little, have to go through the sugyas with the flush with the Rishonim. And it's going to be one particular issue we're going to discuss today, a Parisian, who was really, that's where the fight begins. The fight begins in Paris. That's what can I tell you. That's where the fight really begins. So we'll let me not up to the Parisian here. Rabbi also had on the board yesterday a chart. We had four different sheikhs. All right, it was erased, unfortunately, as we could have predicted. That's Chazer over the kitchen difference, what the sheikhs are. Let's not get too overwhelmed. It's not all that hard. It should be just a half cup. Yeah, I see. I don't want to write on the board anymore. If I write, I will, but I'm going to try to... I made a mental decision to try to get away with writing on the board again. I may have to chuck it a bit. Where is he already? Whatever his name is. Canvassing Fred Chairman. Amcats? He has time for this.
Understand?
Yeah, he
does this for 10 minutes.
These meetings
are not 14 hours.
Says it takes the meeting to 4 a.m. I read in the paper.
He came out at 12 o'clock last night.
Okay. Propaganda off. I don't know. Okay. Let's chaza. So we had yesterday four shitas. We had Rashi, we had the Balamor, we had the Rif, and we had the Raf. And I mentioned those in that order for a reason. Rashi, because it's famous chat, and there's really no dispute at all, Maharam Shalom, the whole everything is fine and dandy, and there are three cases altogether. It's two and two, but 2 + 2 = 3. New math. It's coming out of the Rashi. You look at the chart. 2 + 2 = 3. Because there's an overlap. The Ramban doesn't like it so much. What kind of funny ways for the Chazal to express itself? So that's the Rashi comes out. What is coming out of the Rashi? That's Chazar over. There is three locations. Three choice locations. What are the three choice locations? That's Chazar new. One is Shulayim. One is what? Fanos. And one is Sofel Yonah. So which one does it come out? So what? That Shulayim, everyone agrees, ain't Sarah Flavor. Why? Because that's also the Chazak, it holds the water. When it comes to Sofel Yonah, everyone agrees in all cases as well, it's Sarah Flavor. After all, it's nothing to do with not a Chazak Samayim at all. Where's the dispute? By Tzvanos. Tzvanos is a little bit Chazak Samayim. Magazine, we call it. So there's a distinction which is drawn between Kazayim and Tzvanos and Kazayim. That's all, Kodrash. It's very simple, straightforward. There's no machlok. Fine. That's Rashi. The Balamor is the same as Rashi. With one exception. The Rashi team is the Pasha. Rashi not a Pesik, but the Pasha on the Rashi, if you didn't say otherwise, his child come out of the halacha as it appears. I mean, there exists a case what is a kazayef of Ein Tzorach Levad, the Shulayim. The Balamor can't swallow that. Why not? Because after all, we paskin that you need tough betit. No matter what you do to a food, even if you make it into a seat, you'll sit on it. Right? Kupa sar shichul yeshiva. Even that, we say that the problem you have to get rid of it. So therefore, how can we better to have a kazayef b'shulayim? So forget it. Kazayef always must get rid of. Against the whole mahalach. This whole mahalach of the reconciliation of the two brises, the two lishonas, is according to those old like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. We pass it against him, he talks with it. So therefore, that process falls away. So kazayef are going to always need to be levar. Every single case of kazayef is sort of levar. And only by purpose me kazayef, there, the din is that ain tzorach levar, whether it be in Zephanos or whether it be in Shulayim, and if it would be in Tzorach Elyon, it's tzorach levar. That's the Balamor made one little modification, which he just rushed. Fine. Then came along the Rif. Rif says, what are you drinking a cup? The Gemara says, Sami kilta kami chamirta. Finish. Don't be such a conciliatory individual. Make a machlaikas. Machlaikas for Yisrael. That's it. Let's fight it out. The best man wins. The best man is the biggest machman in today's world, right? So the machman wins. What comes out according to the Rif? Very precious. There are only a total of two cases, not three. It's either tzorach l'chazik or ain't tzorach l'chazik. No distinction is drawn in the halacha between makom lisha, lo makom lisha, that's shalom kalilchus, that whole distinction. And the din is as follows. You always have to get rid of it, unless there's two things going for it. One, pachas mikazayis, and two, it's asir l'chazik. It's pachas mikazayis, asir l'chazik, then it's ain't tzorach l'var. That's what the third Rif says. Finished. Comes along Rabbeinu Chananel and says, no. Rabbeinu Chananel says that we presumably will follow the Gemara's distinction between Makom Lisha and Makom Mishla, but as he understands it, it's a different thing completely. Makom Lisha, Shalom Makom Lisha, one of them is a Lishna Kam, one of them is a Lishna Basra. That was on the board yesterday also, correct? That was the last thing we drew, right at the bottom. You have the chart in front of you? The last thing we drew. Lishna Kama is Eina Makom Lisha, and Lishna Basra is what? Is Makom Lisha. And what's the din? In Lishna Kama case of Eina Makom Lisha, we're Makel 3 out of 4. And Lishna Basra, which is Makom Lisha, we're Machmer 3 out of 4. You know what I'm saying about 3 out of 4? In the case we have the two factors playing over here. What are the two factors? Come on. Kazayas and less than Kazayas. Right? Also the Chazak and also the Chazak. So the rest you understand the same as we said before. This is Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat. But Rabbeinu Chananel does not seem to pass like the chart in its entirety. Because at one point he seems to say, although it's a may have quite a very strange, isn't there a book thing called Rabbeinu Chananel on Pesachim? A separate volume. Anyone have that? I think I once saw it in the Svarim. You looked it up? Let's look it up. There's something fishy here. But whatever the resolution of that Girsa problem, it can't be the way it is. It seems Rabbeinu Chananel himself passed it against Rabbi Shimon Elazar. And then, but once again, I have to make a modification in the chart. Because Zion is always going to require beer. Yes, ma'am. That's right, the Gra points out. Which way is Makom Lisha pointing? More Chomer or more Kal? What does it make? Is Makom Lisha more Chomer? Or is Makom Lisha more Kal? That's a major question. According to Rashi, Makom Lisha is more Kal. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, Makom Lisha is more Chomer. Correct, and they give reasons. It follows their translation of Asur L'Chazik. According to Rashi, Asur L'Chazik is more than Makom Lisha, because that's holding in the water. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, Makom Lisha is hold the Areva together. It's considered bottled to the Areva. I mean, it's not Makom Lisha. It's the Makom Lisha, as the Ramban explained, is Darko Lisha. It's going to fall off. But it all depends on how you translate the words of Tzarech, of us as a chazan. Correct. Let's explain that as well. So we had four sheeters yesterday. Four. Fine. There's a fifth sheeter, which is a sheeter of Tosfos, which we didn't read yesterday. Tosfos really, there's nothing new in Tosfos. We'll see. I mean, Tosfos' whole explanation is new. But chart-wise, Tosfos is exactly the same as what we call Rabbeinu Chananel. Exactly. On the chart. As a matter of fact, the gross, and he puts them two together, the Tosfos and Rabbeinu Chananel, only one distinction, Rabbeinu Chananel paskins against Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, And Tosfos, the Parshas doesn't say it differently. Maybe you get the impression Tosfos is not also not a Pesach all the time. Seems to be passing perhaps like of Shimon ben Elazar, and therefore the chocolate remained intact. So Tosfos, so how should we say it? The Rach did to Tosfos that which the Balamor did to Rashi. It's an SAT question. What do I mean? They took the chart. They're two different charts. Rashi is one chart and Tosfos another chart. Right? But the Balamor said Rashi's chart is correct, but we don't pass it like every last thing because we pass it because that always requires beer. And the Rach did the same thing to Tosfos. That, by the way, the Grah calls it the Ramban. Why is it? He didn't have a Rav printed in his day. Ramban quotes the Rav. He calls it the Ramban. We're calling it the Rav. We don't want to call it the Ramban, because the Ramban himself is noted to the Rif, which is the Ibn to Rif. The Rif can go for any charts. No charts. The Saldok Alish is Shalok Hilchasov. So there are a total of five sheets. That's it. There are no more sheets. Don't get excited. There are five, when you think about it, there are only five sheets. Now the Vilna Goyim introduced a sixth sheet of what he calls, or Rav Chilmi Paris. But I don't want to call it a sixth sheet for a reason I'll explain to you momentarily. To the total of five sheets, we have no new charts. That's why I don't want to make new charts in the board. The toast is exactly the same as we'll see inside, as Rabbi Nachman Allen turns the chart. Only difference is the gross is how we pass it. That's how the gross presents it. However, if you look more carefully in Tosfos, you see it seems to me that Tosfos and the Racha are called Mizrach Mimayrach. Although it seems by their charts are identical, but the way they explain it is so far from one another that it's amazing that the gross seems to just gloss over this. Maybe he felt that Tosfos didn't mean what he thinks, what he seems to mean. Let's look at Tosfos. Kan shelo b'makom lisha, dafnan hea mit alev, pirish ha-kuntrus. Shelo b'makom lisha, over b'poros mikazayis. Fuck. B'koshe, domo l'kamon lo amor ala ba'arevo, avo b'bayis chayim levar, shem dezimna de michnif, that's one gear, some other gear of michnif, some other gear of michnish, Vinafli Ahadadi, who will appear Shakudras typically in the Poros Mikazayas, Chayat, Lavash, Lomo Bakalisha. Who else asked this Kasha? Who else is? We already saw this Kasha yesterday. Not the Balamor, his neighbor. The Ramban asked this Kasha implicitly. The Ramban, how did he lush it? Vigam Rabbein Shlomo, Vigam Rashi Tzorok Lefarish Cain. What's Cain? The Ramban answered this Kasha. How did he say? Hosu Lechad, Kazan Alokhul Moshe Misinai. Also the chazik means that then considered bundled to the surface. So the Ramban is a lashon and says things on the floor is asuyimli doris v'ragli adam. So it's also the equivalent of asu the chazik. That'll answer this kasha too. So we already the Ramban already asked this kasha and gave a teretz. Yes. The kasha like this. The Gemara says on daf memheim and beis. The Gemara says that if you have crumbs and they will be swept together. With a little gimel is. I'm a ula v'lamam b'vareva. I'm b'bayis chayim levar, my taima de zimna de konish lu, v'nafli gabi hadadi. The problem is they may be gathered together to make kants to the kazayis. The question becomes, who needs a kazayis? It's shalom v'makalish, it's on the floor. Or, whatever it is, it's on the floor, it's on the Ramadan's shop. If it's on the floor, then what do you need to end up coming together to be a kazayis? You don't do kneading on the floor. And shalom v'makom lisha. Shalom v'makom lisha. So you don't say even pachos because I have to be Rashi and Chayim and Tzarev Levar. Say it also l'chavik. Not also l'chazek. That's the gemalzik kash. Ramban is the kash. The Ramban said, haha, the teretz will be what I said already. The Ramban said it according to the Rif. So, you know, don't think that the Rif said it. The Rashi has said too. You know, it's the best defense of any thesis to say, well, Moshe Ben has to agree with this also. You know, and that's protects your thesis. Right? The Rashi has to read it also. Because in order to answer Tosfos' kasha, Rashi will have to say, Osir the Chazik is lav davka. Oh, shkoyach. So you made the news. Yeah. So the, pretty funny. So the Rashi will have to answer, Osir the Chazik is lav davka. If it's on the floor, it's the equivalent of our silichat. That'll have to tell us cash. Fine. But that's tell us cash. So we, those who learned Ramban yesterday, were ready, more equipped to handle tell us cash. We knew a little bit about it already. Fine. Yeah. They have a common thread. The osir lechazik means the balabai is not makbid, he's willing to leave it there to strengthen out his kneading bowl. Shoin. There till Mashiach comes. Right. On the floor is the equivalent of osir lechazik.
No,
for carrots. Look at Tosis Kasha. Tosis asks, he says, Pirish Akunja Shalom Makom Lisha Ova Papas Mikazayas. Finished. Okay? You with me?
Yeah.
Because Shalom Lakaman, the Amar Lavareva, Av the Bias, Hayav the Var. Why? Why Hayav the Var? Stop! I'll tell you why. But it's Shalom Makom Lisha.
Right.
But that's not what the Gemara said. The Gemara give a different answer. What do answer the Gemara give? Because Zimna the Michnish. Frank the Ramban and Tosis. What are you Zimna the Michnish for? She says Shalom Makom Lisha. Lav dafka. No. Oh, it's like also the chazik, right?
Same thing here.
That's right.
So okay. It's lav dafka malavishah.
No, lav dafka also the chazik.
Yes,
we are. Of course, we are. Because we're talking about over here, according to Shitas Rashi, the idea of also the chazik is used to explain by shulayim. Shulayim is a makom lisha, and it's called also the chazik. And therefore, it's Enet Tzorach Levi, right? You with me? So Tosis says, so the Ramban and the Firashi, Enachinami, the bottom is Shalom and Makom Lisha, would have the same halachic status. That's the Ramban and the Firashi. So is it a Shver of Ard? Yes, it is. We'll see soon why. The Vala was saying, Ramban said the Firashi, the Tosis could not answer Tosis Kasha too. But we'll see soon that's not so partial. For a number of reasons. Yes. No, we're not discussing that case. Let's stick to the case we are discussing. We're discussing a case of Shalom and Makom Lisha. Is it Osir Lechazik or is it Ein Osir Lechazik? Depends on how you look at it. At first glance, it's Ein Osir Lechazik, not strengthening the floor. The Ramban was Mechadish Achidish Nifla. That's the equivalent of Osir Lechazik. You with me? And Tosfos that way, that's Tosfos Kasha. But I must tell you that the double whammy difficulty. And both are pointed out in the Ha'aretz to Rabbeinu David. That's why I suppose I see Gewaldige Ha'aretz. One, he quoted Rabbeinu David, didn't like his parents for a good reason. Rabbeinu David says, wait a minute, what are you afraid about? I have dough in the cracks, and we're afraid that it's going to be swept up, and then we brought together constituted kazayas. Frank Rabbeinu David. So the Ramban says the reason why it needs this chashash, because otherwise it's considered also the chazan. Frank Rabbeinu David, if that's the case, all the Gemara needed to say is that Zimnin, don't say Zimnin the Minchish, the Minchish has to come together in one big pile. Zimnin the Mechamed is Abayis, he sweeps the floor, the Iaker Mimkomo, and it gets picked up from the crack in the floor. Once it gets picked up from the crack in the floor, Frank Rabbeinu David, even if it's never Michnish, it'll never come together, it still should be a problem. Because the whole reason why it's no problem, according to Rashi, is why it's Osir Lechazek. That's when it's in the crack of the floor. So then it's us, the equivalent of Osir Lechazek. So it's left there, it's junk. Okay? But he plans just leave it in the crack. But once, asks Rabbeinu David, once it's sweeping and it's uprooted from that crack, because again, it's no longer Osir Lechazek, Shlomo Makom Lisha. So therefore, there's no need to have come on to the Zimnin Michnish. Even if it would never be Michnish to be required to have to get rid of it. As Rabbeinu David Kasha. That's a good Kasha. Why did Michnish for? She says, Zimin Miyaker. This guy's from a house of Michnish. He's sweeping, right? He's sweeping, so he never mixes it. He sweeps every dollar out of us together. A fastidious housewife. Never sweeps more than one four square pile together because they have too much dirt in the dustpan. So there's no Zimin Michnish. Yeah, but so what? See all these little cracks between the little pieces of the pile? I'll be in the accurate from that place, and that'll be the end. Let's come out of the Mishnah. Well, that's the end of the discussion. On this terrace in the Ramban. Ramban came on the terrace from the ridge. What was the terrace? The terrace was... What? There's a reason why we say that there's a kula Babayis. It's because Babayis is the equivalent of us in the Chazek. Why? Because... Nidras Baragle Oda. People step on it, it's garnish, it's like a little kashivos.
That's the equivalent of something which is holding together the kneading bowl. Fine. Very nice. Frank of the oven, all you need is to pull it off the floor out of the crack, and it's already should be off. Even if it didn't, wasn't yet mechnish, it didn't come together. The Ben Adam is cash against the Rambam. Yes, it's Rebbe. It's cash against the Rebbe. It's proof it's cash against the Rebbe. The Ben Adam is cash against the Rebbe. For that cash is very good. So you should ask me some truth cash. Yeah, all right, Baruch. Yeah?
Rebbe, this is kind of
how
we define
ourselves,
I think. According to the
Rashi. Oh! An Eloi! Mamash an Eloi. Mamash an Eloi, yes, yes, I know what you mean. So it's the second cash of the. Of the Rabbeinu Zalman Zaharus. Namely, could be that the Svara we just said now, which the Rabban suggested, only works according to if you find also the Chazal like whom? Like the Rabban defined it. Also Chazal means to strengthen the what? No, to strengthen the kneading bowl. So then you can say, what do you mean also the Chazal? It means it's bottle that is strengthening the kneading bowl. So therefore, the same thing would apply with the crack in the floor and the little stepping on it. Same thing. But if you learn that also the chazak means what? Like Rashi, to keep the water in. But then, yeah, maybe it doesn't fit so well. Maybe it wouldn't fit so well. We'll see. That's what you meant, that, right? My Elu status.
I want to say something else.
Have you seen it better? What do you want to say?
No, I don't know if it's better, but the way we define the point of Rashi, Upsil Chazik or Lo Upsil Chazik, it's really a place, it's not physical what happens, is it being a Chazik, is it not? So if according to what Rabbeinu's first question, but if it's normally a place where it's Upsil Chazik, who cares if it's leaked out? It's a normal place where it's Upsil Chazik, so you're not worried that it might get swept out. Because one of Rashi says that the final is ain't us the but if it is the prime, it's us. It is strength in the wall. We don't care. It's usually a place like ain't us the chazi. It doesn't matter if Mike gets to flip on the floor. Usually, it gets stuck in the floor and becomes part of the floor. This should make a difference. According to what we said, according to the riff, that wouldn't work.
Maybe okay. I gotta think about it. It's not exactly the way I would say. But not me. It may not have been a double Taurus. I guess. What I said is as follows. I thought it's what Abi was saying. Maybe it's what he said. That we can draw a distinction. This is the kuda of the Ramban. That the floor is the equivalent of a kaveira, of a reba, shasvi l'chazek. Perhaps that svar would fit in better according to Shita Sarif and Ramban in his translation of Asa l'chazek than it would according to Shita Rashi. That's what I thought Abi was. I was so excited. So I thought Abi was, and that's how you started off. You said those words, but then you sort of made a turn. Well, we'll see, so I'll come back to that. So on both sides, we'll see in a minute. I kind of want to come back because I want to show you what I mean. So I saw the footnote to Rabbeinu Dov with a very nice parrot to this kasha, to the first kasha. To Rabbeinu Dov, it's kasha against Rambam. Yes?
Will that answer the question, though? If you say that Rashi is holding that, where does he keep the water in?
So then Rashi can't fall by the reason of the Mishnah. Why? Because if it's sweet out, then you have to worry that it's going to fall together somewhere. I know, but if it's not going to fall together, it should still be a problem. That's the kasha of the Ramban, the Tosafot. It should still be a problem, even not coming together. So the answer was the equivalent of us, of us in the chalik, as long as it's in the crack of the floor. Ask a man of Dov in his first kasha, Rabbeinu Shalayla. But once you uproot it, if it didn't come together, it should be a problem. So the footnote to Rabbeinu Dov is the following Chiddush Gadol. We suggest in order to answer the kasha of Rabbeinu Dov,
say, just as Rabbi Moshe said, that you present mythology, not in the original form, but by explaining in the middle of a social studies book, a history book, and saying, the Greeks believe in this, Shtus, Rome was believing that Hevel, so then it's okay. So perhaps if you have a secular art form, printed by secular artists who are anti-religion, as most artists are these days, and explain, you know, there used to be the Christians believed in this, and the Romans believed in this, and the Greeks believed in this, and they'll paint it this way, and that way, and the other way, and it's the clear tone of the sefer, of the book, that there's no deity involved. It's just I made up a story about Yoshka and Mary and Gansamaitis and nothing is immaculate. And you know, blah, 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 blah. So if that is the tone of the book, one might argue that Rabbi Moshe's clue would apply. No, I'll piff, no, I'll leave it, because you're looking at it with a jaundiced eye. As for the professor who's teaching it, and as for the subtext or unwritten text between the line text of the book you're reading. But, in my opinion, if you were to buy a Christian book of art, printed by a Christian with an evangelic, an evangelical, ecumenical propaganda bent, then it would be prohibited. As a matter of fact, in the old days, when beautiful art was printed by the commissioned by the church, that was their intention. Their art was propaganda. No question about it. That's what the Mumukim told me. It was propaganda. So to bring people close to the church, propaganda, was that? Propaganda arm? It was part of the propaganda arm of the Vatican. They must have put this maybe on. Yeah. So that was what it was. And therefore, in my opinion, going to the museum is similarly a problem. Go to the Mountain Museum, they show the Krishna on its original. It's even worse. They were printed as objects of propaganda. And therefore, it seems to me that there would be a violation of Al Tifnu Al Holy. However, I must be honest with you. It's not Mukhul this way. It's a Machlokas of Rishon. The Gemara says in Pesach, open the Gemara Pesach. Kuv Dal Raman Aleph. We will see this Gemara, Mr. Shem, and it's so smart. You saw any of the good news? So smart is on the board. Okay, by pure coincidence, they happen to be learning the beginning of our Yitzchak. It happened to work out that way. So it says over there, in the middle of the Sukkot of Havdalah, it says over there, halfway down, Amai Karalei Benonshel Kedoshim, Delo Estakel Betsurto Dezuzo. What does that mean? He didn't look at the pictures of the tzura on the coins. On the coins. Why? Because they had a picture of various, you know, deities and things of the like, which was common in coins in his day. Rektar, Stakash, in two places in Avodah Zarah Daf Nun, and in Shabbos Kuf Mem Tes. Why did Benoshim Kedoshim? It's also Mikra Din. Al Tifnu Lol Ilim. So they give two different answers. We give one answer in Avodah Zarah, one answer in the Sefer Shabbos. Makes all the difference in the world. In Shabbos, they say, because this surah was low nevad, it wasn't worshipped. The worship wasn't even made to be worshipped. A surah which is not made to be worshipped, there's no violation of Al-Tifnu Al-Ilu. Sure. Quite a far-reaching kula. In Avodah Zarah, they give a different answer. In Avodah Zarah, they say, and Afnun, the reason why it's Mutta B'Kir Adin, because they have a coin which is so frequent and common, and it goes in and out of people's hands, it's not Shayach Afnun. It's Rogel Gutfei. There's no Al-Tifnu. There's no Al-Tifnu, because then when you look at the coin, if you always look at coins, you have to know what how much it's worth, etc. That's not considered the kind of Al-Tifnu, because people are Rogel B'Kah. That's a Machlokes, two Tosas. I believe it's the third place where they say it's a davar mevuzeh, that the coins are considered a degraded type of object. There's no chashivus, and as such, there's no violation of al-tifnu. How do we pass in the halacha? Well, Shulchan Aruch quotes in Siman Shin Zayin Sif Tez Zayin that there are certain things which are first to be over on Mishum al-tifnu elo el-lilim. It says the bir halacha. The Gemara Isa Asa Tzakel B'Diuknos, both Tosfos and Shabbos and the Rosh, Dafta B'Diukna and Tzvi L'Shem Avodas Kachav to worship. Abel Lenoi Shari, V'Yesh Machmir Gam Bazeh, Tosfos Avodas Zara Dafnu. But they don't give this term; give a different term. Who's right? The Bi'ur Halacha does not decide. Quote two Tosfos is not a decision. So no decision. It seems to me we should apply the principle of Sveika what? Doraisa l'chumra. So what a doraisa over here? Sveika doraisa l'chumra. Therefore, it seems to me that to go to a museum or to see a, read a Christian artbook is not permitted. To read art in a secular context, when it's reproducing the art of the universe of Christianity among the Besok Shachol Yisrael, among other diseases that have come to the world, known as various religions, unfortunately destroyed many Jews. So yeah, the Greeks and the Romans and the Persians and the Christians and the Protestants and the Catholics and the Muslims, they're not, they don't believe in any of them. Just giving you a hackle, buckle, meagle summary. They don't believe in any of these things. They tell you some more or less, these secularists. Then it seems to me we're going to extrapolate our Moshe Tshuva, which comes, which discusses the mythology of the Greek and Roman gods, but not discuss the pictures necessarily over there. Although mythology, I can't imagine teaching mythology without pictures. Hard to imagine. I mean, I've never seen a little bit of mythology. In the Yeshivas of Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, where they taught us these things, you know, a little bit when I was in high school. Well, there were pictures of what? Jupiter, what was his name? Jupiter, Zeus, yeah, and a couple of other good friends there. Mercury, I don't know what else they were. I don't know what was going on there. I don't remember exactly who they were. Apollo, I don't remember all the names. But I believe there were pictures there. And so what's the difference? You could say that it's an art book, even though it's secular, but it's so much art. It's like an occasional picture. It could be it's worse. Maybe, but I don't know. What about Christian music? The Rav Moshe is a shuv about that too. They're both chelik in chelik beis near a day, one after the other. Almost after the other. See them, you can't miss them. Rav Moshe writes a dozen. Why? And what? So he asks, even if it's a tune which the Christian musicians had put to the words of the Psalms of Tillim, where did he get it from? Get it from the Gemara Chagiga. The Gemara Chagiga that has had another day talks about Acher. Who was Acher? Elisha ben Avuya. Elisha ben Avuya, part of the problem was Lo Posik Zimra the Yavane Mipume. He didn't stop singing the Goyish song, gentlemen. So, what's wrong? So Rashi, the Shver Pshat. Rashi said he did because it's Zimra's also Chorban Avayim. This one is Zimra also can't sing a song. Only in the beer hall they can't sing a song. And if that's the case, what do you mean Yevani for? Who cares Yevani? Any song. Including MBD. Yeah? Alright. So Rav Moshe therefore says Rashi's trying to Shver. And he prefers the Marashah's job. The Marashah's tried to Zimra Yevani. They sang words of Greek philosophers which were never could have been heretical. These heretical words that Acher used to sing, and then it began to impact upon him by osmosis. And he began to believe the words of the heresy, and he became ultimately heretic himself, called the Chazal. Therefore, Rav Moshe, any song which has to do with the Christians, even if it's the words of the Psalms, is usher based on the Gemara Chagiga and the Marashah. Lefia, Nir's Daiti, the Shvach Araya. Why the Shvach Araya? Because the Marashah says, Beferish, the words espouse Chochma Yevonis, which is heretical. Here the words are espousing the Bible, the Old Testament. Tehillim, Psalms of David. I can be a riot, that's also based on the get up to the I don't see the riot. Ella, in my opinion, is also anyway for a different reason. The Gemara says, Navodah Zara, Harchek me'oleo darkecha, do minus. Stay far away from minus. And the way to stay far away from minus is to just avoid listening to their music. You should also walk away from a church, says the Gemara. And there were those in Europe who had a custom that when they passed the church, they would spit. They would say the famous words, Shakei Tashaksenu, Visayev Savenu, Tichayevu. Every child in the mouth knows that by heart. I taught them a long time ago. But they have probably somebody can spit. I don't understand it. I think they're taking a big chance. And they're going around that. I don't understand. I can say to do that. But to say the words, that's okay. We have to, you know, it's a little about liberalism. It's a little recognition that these religions are Toeva and Shikuts, especially since now that they rebel against our religion. They were thought of as Jews, as you know. But they also killed, how many Jews have been killed in the name of the Vatican? I can't even count them. So, the Shikuts and the Toeva. Walk into a church, according to the Ramban, it's awesome in the rice. According to others, it's awesome in the Rabbanim, which is Maritime. A museum is a question, not a church. Vatican is a museum aside from the church. But to walk into the museum would probably be permissible, but according to what we're saying now, to look at the pictures of the crucifixion and all that kind of stuff would be a suffix Issa Daraisa. When I say suffix Issa Daraisa, maybe it's Altifta, maybe not. By the way, some claim that some of this picture are actually bowed down to. I find that it's somewhat hard to believe. I checked with somebody, told me that yes, it's possible that these pictures hang in the church and they bow down to the church, but they're not bowing down to those pictures. They're bowing down to be it the altar or the crucifix, whatever else they have over there. And the pictures of Mamela hanging there are bowing down to the pictures. Yeah? Yeah?
I'm asking from Christian art, all Christian art, what they call Old Testament,
it wasn't
anything about the
taste
of the
life.
It was all about Adam,
love
of the creation, this
type
of thing.
Well,
actually,
what,
right?
If I just listen, we call Christian art, we mean Christian art, we mean things that have to do with their testaments and their quote-unquote God and his quote-unquote mother. I don't know what that quote belongs. And maybe even there's some of their saints. I don't know what they're supposedly doing there. I don't know. I'm not an expert in there. I think. I think so. That's supposed to be some kind of a. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not an expert enough in their religion to know to answer that question. But certainly the scenes of the crucifixion and the other representations of Jesus or Mary or that kind of stuff would seem to fall in this category about this and all these. Even though it's not worship, it's machlokas. Rishonim, I say. Take a look over. Now, yes.
It's a cloister over here.
It's a church. I wouldn't go in there. It's a church. Where? True, they don't dive in there anymore. But I don't know if I ever had a vittle. Cloisters. It's right over here in Fort Tryon Park. A cloister, well, that's the Yiddish word for a church, but it's a cloister, as you well know.
Oh, it's a cloister.
So that's a good part. It's a cloister.
Well, cloister. Steeple, but the cloister is the other religion. That's the Yiddish semantics. Anyway, but I have a different question. And that question is relevant to our discussions here in the yeshiva for sure. Who needs all this stuff? Because it is the Raisa, this is the Rabbana, who needs all? What is getting involved in this for? Someone told me a maisi 30 years ago. He was a Talmud in Torah Vadat, and they had the World's Fair right there in Kew Gardens Hills. I remember that. I was a high school boy there. And they had something called the Pieta, Michelangelo. And this fellow was a Shiva Boch. He wanted to go see it and to see all these other things. He went to Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetz. Someone said it was Avodah Zarah. So Rabbi Yaakov answered him in his quick answer. Avodah Zarah idos nish. Or Baal Tifnu El Olidin Idos Yom. That means you are Baal Tifnu El Olidin. Right, well, so this Pieta has something to do that the people bow down to it or represent something of a place. I don't know the exact details. What do you need it for? Who needs all this? Forget about it. Run away. From the mythology, from the literature, from the art, from the music. Who needs all this stuff? Well, there's one hefter which is given to all these things. And that is, Gemara tells us, it says in the puzzle, Lo silma lasos ketoa mos agoyim ahim. It's the puzzle in Parashat Shoftim, I think. So the Gemara says, Lo silma lasos. Lasos ya talamid. Avala talamid lahoven lahorum. You may learn these things in order to understand it, to be able to teach it to others. Not to keep it, but teach others it's wrong. obviously what it means. So the question is how far the Hafen al Haros goes. In my opinion, that's telling the Rambam. According to Rav Moshe, the Rav Moshe argues on the Rav Shav Goyim and holds that if the religion is discredited, it still has an altifnum. The half of the Rambam read the various works of the various other religions. It's Pashas. La Hafen al Haros. You had to write a more Nevuchim to explain why they're wrong or we're right, and they had to understand it. Who was one of the greatest experts on this? Was the Ramban. We made a reference to the Ramban's debating powers yesterday. Remember that? The Ramban debated Pablo Christiani. He was so good they threw him out. They threw him out of the country. That's how good he was. And he had no clue what they did. They're Stussin and Havolim. Someone who plans ever to go and fight against the Jews for Jesus and the deprogram from the missionaries, the cults and stuff. He has to know these things. He has to know what it says in these things. Enochinami, he has to know these things. The Rambam had to know it, the Ramban had to know it. And then many Rabbanim today who are in the field who also have to know it. I agree, the first to agree. The question is, does that make it part of our curriculum? Across the board in all the high schools, Lania, that answer is no. It doesn't belong there. Because most Talmidim are not going to be involved in this kind of work. However, I must tell you that I was looking at another book yesterday because I was speaking. Another topic which I had to mention was that evolution. It has nothing to do with this week's parasha, really, so I'm not going to talk about it. The five say it's really a minor problem, evolution. If it's true, if the age of the world is profound, not a problem. If I care, there are several big rights to the dinosaurs. But doctor, the Chazal writes, the Boni Alamos of Machrivan, the Pharisees wrote about it in the Sanhedrin. And others say that's the age of the world. It doesn't matter because it's virus is so above. That's before the world. This world was really created. It's been 10 billion years. It doesn't bother me. The idea that we descend from apes, that's a little bit hard to understand. But don't forget, many scientists say it's also baloney. So I'll call upon him. That's the minor problem. But in that book that I borrowed yesterday called Torah and Science, I think I had it on the desk yesterday, by Professor Leo Levy, at the very last page of the book, page 131, makes the following statement, which is, although in past generations, maybe we may have discouraged literature and language, today, he says, we live in a different world. A world in which, unfortunately, the majority of our brethren are estranged from Torah mitzvahs. And it's our holy duty to bring them back. And as he puts this, as he puts it, in order to share the language of the man in the street, in order to be able to bring him back to Yiddishkeit, it may be necessary to secure a measure of knowledge of these things. Literature, language, maybe even things we discussed today. Perhaps it's necessary in order to be mashpia on Achenu B'nai Yisrael, no longer observant. Or, one may extend it, in order to defend oneself when one ultimately comes in contact with the outside world, whatever it will be. But for most people it will be. Either it will be when they go to the workplace, or unfortunately, and I made a big point, somebody asked me a question, I jumped on the question to make this point. Unfortunately, after many yeshiva high school graduates run right to secular colleges. I was very upfront and blunt, Ivy League colleges. And they say, well, there's a base medrash there. But there's a lot of other things there also. So therefore, really we should tell our students not to go there. But they may go there. If they won't go there, they may come to a workplace situation. Perhaps it's necessary they can simply get a smattering of this kind of knowledge. They can know how to defend themselves if they're ever confronted either by a missionary or another Christian who wants to, or perhaps even a Jew who doesn't know, and then these missions, I tell you, unbelievable. I came back, I went to the airport last week just to say goodbye to someone going to Eretz Yisrael. I came out and I paid my $4 by the parking lot, and the guy who runs the toll, you know, the guy there says, I don't know exactly the words that he used, but he said, Just believe he's coming soon. Something like that. So my wife was so infuriated
that this guy could just say this, even though so obviously so he was Jewish. So now every receipt has on it the name, not the name, but the identification number of the guy who collects the toll. That's what it said. So she told him, and if she did it, she wrote a letter. They should be reprimanded. What kind of business is this? I don't know if I'm clear to put up with this. He has to be a captive audience. I have to go pass through him, you know, to pay the toll. And he starts giving me his garbage. I wonder what happened. I said, but they're out to get us. No question. They're spending billions of dollars to get us. So we have to be protected. The only question is, what's the best protection? Is the best protection to be insulated? Or is the best protection to know a little bit about it? Did you know, Dam Malosha Lapa Kairos? That's a judgment call, which I feel that every principal has to make for himself or herself regarding their student population, and where they're going to do, what their makeup is, and what their future is. So I've said just to summarize, if it's a real al-tifno alilim l'chol hadayis, I find it very difficult to use this very broad definition of l'hovin l'horos to extend to everybody, because they're going to come into contact with the outside world. I find it difficult. If it's not an actual al-tifnu proper, it's just a harchek me'olea darkecha, that I think applies to the music and to the niggun of the songs, whatever, or the art in the textbook that we have, which is secular textbooks, although I don't think it's really appropriate either, if it should somehow be needed to establish a language of the man in the street, to better defend Judaism, and to better attract Jews to authentic Judaism, then I think it's something which may have a positive value. So therefore, the final decision has to be made by the person on the spot, but we've at least elaborated a little bit today on some of the parameters of al-tifnu al-ilu. So we'll have to call the shiur to an end now. The time is up. Mr. Shem, on Sunday we'll continue with the sukkah. For Shabbat to one and all.
What?
This is went through the various sheetahs and explained that although the Vilna Gaon, there are six sheetahs, there really are 10 sheetahs. There's five sheetahs, and then there's Rabbi Chilmi Paris built on top of all of them. Now, instead of talking about the absence of a kazayit, he said it's no. There's a kazayit, there's a kazayit for Kama Makomo. So I wanted to point out the base. He also seems to say that Rashi himself is like Rabbi Chilmi Paris. Yeah, Rashi himself. Because Rashi on Memheim and Aleph, Michlal the Pachos Mikazayas Vakulik. So the simple interpretation, Pachos Mikazayas means Pachos Mikazayas. That's all straight. So Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Shmame the Pachos Mikazayas Lachosha, the Afal Gav, the Ika, the Pal Gizay, the Tuva, Hol, the Lava, the Mokam, the Nina Lachashi. Why did Rashi add that? Why did Rashi put that in? Why did he add that? So the Beis Yosef, I believe, is one of the Medayik from this Rashi. The Rashi holds also like a Bechilmi Paris. Now, everyone is killed, a Bechilmi Paris is saying Pshat and Rashi to end the Tosis Kasha. Tosis Kasha. Paul Mikazayas Rashi says, the Kamana says, Zimin the Michnish, we need it for. Tell the Paul Mikazayas Kyle Levar, Love Mokalisha. What a Bechilmi Paris answer? No! Rashi says, the Pshat is, you need Kazayas, even though it's in many different places. The Kuli Rashi himself holds that way. That's Rashi Michlal. Oh, well, the thing that the mayor just told me that.